information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. When Jesus came, he didn't come to the educated. And what I mean by that, and I don't knock education, education is wonderful. And the more educated we are, the better many times. But notice, he didn't come to the Pharisees or the Sadducees that understood the law, that had gone to school for the law, that had, you know, all the papers and all the education. Sometimes, see, that can make you top heavy. Jesus, let me say it this way, he went to the ignorant folk. He went and got fishers. Why? Empty vessels. See, sometimes what's in your head can get in your way. And see, sometimes your experience is like dragging a ball behind you. You had a bad experience. And so now you're not willing to try anything again because you're dragging that along. I ain't never trying that again. And the Holy Ghost is trying to get you to do it over because he's opened the door. He's made the way. The favor awaits you, but you're dragging a ball and chain. Not me, child. Come on, experience is not God. His word is above his name. His word needs to be above your experience too. Some stuff you got to forget. Some successes and some failures. Paul understood that. He said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Some stuff you got to let go of some phobias, some stigmas, some prejudices. Hello. You know when I do that, that's emphasizing. That's like surely, surely, verily, verily. Amen? So we got to get rid of some stuff. If it's not measuring up to the word, get rid of it. Don't limit yourself by it. If you're dealing with sickness and the word of God says by his stripes you were healed, don't settle for that. See, some of y'all done got sad already. See, because your experience, you don't understand. I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says there's a sickness that he didn't die for or a stripe he didn't bear for that sickness. AIDS? Hello? Cancer? You name it. Stuff that ain't even come yet. He still is above that. He still has a remedy for that. He still is a healer. And by his stripes, we were healed. Are you settling for less? Are you just settling in? And got your mind just set to limit you? If you can believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and doubt not, but believe those things that you say in accordance with his will, shall come to pass. He said, you shall have whatsoever you say. That's the word of God. With all the other confusion going on in the world, that's still the word of God. That's still what God says. So he says, Peter says, thou art the Christ. And Jesus goes on to say, and we know these verses, he goes on to say, by revelation we will build the kingdom. On the revelation we will build the kingdom. He said, thou art Peter. And upon this rock of revelation And upon this rock of revelation, I will be. See, that's why schooling is not enough. You got people that go, and I mean Bible schooling. People go to Bible school. I knew people that could tell you the Hebrew, the Greek, the Chaldean. They could quote Genesis all the way through and had the exegesis on this, that, and other, could expound on that, and didn't even have the Spirit of God. Amen. So see, he didn't go to the educated people. He went to the empty vessels that he could fill with his Spirit. Because the educated folk didn't even believe that was him. Their education was blocking their understanding. How can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, he didn't come out of Nazareth. Nazareth was the hood. Yeah, wicked stuff. Nazareth had been demolished to things where it was just wicked. It was just a bad place. So they called him in a derogatory way, Jesus of Nazareth. People that didn't know he was Messiah. He asked, whom do you seek? Jesus of Nazareth. Now, he was Jesus from Bethlehem. If you recall, they had to go to Bethlehem to be taxed. And there wasn't room in the inn. You'll hear a lot of this in a few weeks. There was no room in the inn, so he's born in a manger. But it was Bethlehem of Judea. Peter, by revelation, said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Jesus went on to add, whatever you bind due to this revelation that you have and the nature of the kingdom. How many know God has not set you in this world defenseless? He says, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. Therefore, be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. He hasn't sent us out to be devoured. We have spiritual weapons. You can bind the devil in somebody, acting through somebody, and they won't know what happened. They just know they ain't angry and violent no more. You can speak to the storm. Yes, sir. That's right. Amen. Everybody's quiet. I'm talking about the nature of the kingdom. Yes. It's not limited to church stuff. We're not limited to, you know, what goes on in church. And then we get outside the church and we all scared and intimidated and don't know what to do. No, everywhere the sole of your foot treads, I have given that to you as an inheritance. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. There shall no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. How many know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein, cattle on a thousand hills, the gold and the silver. You better get out of that box. The king's heart is in his hand. He turns it whichever way he wants for his purpose. Sometimes he hadn't turned the king's heart in your behalf because he still got to work some more of his nature to take more control of your life, to govern your life. Because if he don't, then you'll get up there and you'll forsake him. Jeshurun will wax fat and start sassing and kicking and thinking they did that themselves, just like Israel did. That's why there are wildernesses. That's why there are trials and test. It is not without purpose. Sometimes you can be guilty of wasting time because you bring stuff on. Hey, and God has to wait on you. And finally you get a clue, you get desperate, and you say, I'm out of this. I ain't doing it. No, never again. God says, at last, come on. And you think it's the Lord. Why, God? Why? God is saying, why? But the greater the nature of Christ that governs our life, the more, let me say, spiritually progressive we will be. God will take you places. And I don't mean just geographically, in the spirit. He will take you places. He'll give you stature in the spirit where you see things you say come to pass quickly. It'll cause you to fear God with a reverence. You'll be able to bind and loose. He said, I'll give you the keys. Keys lock and unlock. One of our sisters was prophesying or speaking a word to us this morning in our leadership concerning gatekeeping. Do you understand that you are a gatekeeper? In other words, you have been distributed keys. You can lock stuff out, or you can open the gate and let stuff out, or let people in, or let the enemy in, or keep the enemy out. And when you hear the Lord knocking, behold, I stand at the door and knock, you can open up and let him in. And when the devil's knocking, you say, I don't know that voice. I'm not following no stranger. No, I ain't letting no stranger in. You know, you tell your children, don't let no strangers in the house. You're going to walk up in the house and all kind of folks, who are these people? Especially if they're collecting bills. Remind me of the story of the little boy. Went to the door and said, who is that? He said, it's some guy that needs to talk to you about a bill. He said, tell him I ain't here. He said, my mommy said to tell you she's not here. Keys to lock and unlock. And finally he says, the gates of hell, the counsels, the strategies, the onslaughts, the challenges of hell shall not prevail. No matter how formidable your foe might present himself, he cannot prevail against the church and the revelation upon which it is built. He was saying not that the church is built upon the Catholic thing based in Rome. No, wrong. That ain't it. When you talk about Catholic, see, they use that, the Church of Rome, as the Catholic Church. But the word Catholic means all-inclusive. And that, really, the church is Catholic, but not that Catholic. It's all-inclusive, all nations, all kindred, all tongues, all ethnicities. That's the only Catholicism. It ain't that, with the Pope being infallible and all that foolishness. That's man's doing. But he said, upon this revelation, I will build. Whatever you bind is bound. I'll give you keys to unlock and to lock. You will be gatekeepers. Evil only prevails when righteous men say or do nothing. More can be accomplished on your knees. I said more can be accomplished on your knees than you could ever accomplish with your hands. Because on your knees, the hand of God starts working. Providence starts working. All these things start working. And then he said, the gates, the counsels, the strategies, the onslaughts, none of these things shall prevail. When it talks about prevailing, it means it will come. Sometimes as a seeming flood, things can go wrong, can go awry. But if you'll stay in the nature of the kingdom, when all the smoke and dust clear, you'll be the one standing. You'll be the one on course. You'll be the one, amen, that has been victorious. Amen? Now look down in that same chapter, chapter 16, verse 21. From that time forth, now Peter just received the revelation of the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day.
We are continuing in part 23 of The Faith Crises, The Nature of the Kingdom. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 14, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. God doesn't desire for his children to be debtors. The Father's heart is for his seed to be free. Some people simply need to apologize to others. Adam and Eve failed to go before the Father for forgiveness. Had they made that choice, things would have turned out differently. Saints cannot afford to live a life of hypocrisy. God doesn't look at the outward appearance, but he looks at the heart. The nature of the kingdom has a pure heart attitude.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.